NPR music programs are now available on your mobile phone. Visit the music section of m.npr.org to discover new music on the go.
This next story begins with an old joke about Brazil.
Brazil is the country of the future and always will be. That old line may finally be out of date. Brazil is demanding to be taken seriously, and this week we'll look at a rising nation.
The country has a growing economy and a popular government. That growing economy is helping to lift millions of people out of poverty and into the middle class. Innovative state programs are helping, too.
Fighting poverty is a priority for the country's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. As a boy, the future president shined shoes on the street. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
The music that greets shoppers at the Cantown store in Rio's snazziest mall says it all. Hip, modern, on the go. Renata Mancini is a buyer for the upscale store and says business is good as she walks amid racks of bright colored skirts and blouses. Fingering the clothing, Mancini says the designs show originality and the highest of quality. Quality that's a trademark at Alan Roberto Lima's small sewing shop. It's located on a narrow residential street in a rough-and-tumble neighborhood, one far from Rio's glitz. Lima, 34, is big and stoic, characteristics that served him well in the past when he was dealing cocaine. But Lima says he turned to fashion a few years ago when he took stock of his life. It helped that Brazil was then beginning its economic transformation. He started by making T-shirts and shorts right in his own home. Lima gives credit to the government of President Lula for putting the economy on track and keeping it there. He calls it a revolution. That revolution means Lima has joined the middle class. He owns a house, a car, and he's selling clothes to some of Rio's trendiest shops.
Espero no futuro.
He says he's now thinking of creating his own clothing line once he makes an investment in newer, more modern machinery. He even dreams of owning a shop in Rio's wealthy south, right on the beach. This country, larger than America's lower 48, was always said to be on the cusp of prosperity. Yet one crisis after another held it back. Hyperinflation, oil shocks, the Asia crisis, devaluations, and defaults. But today, Brazil is surviving economic downturns better than just about any country in the world. The economy is poised to once again grow by 5%. And political analysts say Lula's steady hand has won admirers the world over. That was never more apparent than in October.
I have the honor to announce that the Games of the 31st Olympiad are awarded to the city of Rio de Janeiro.
Economists say Lula has been a responsible steward of the economy, following the lead of his predecessor, Fernando Henrique Cardoso, who tamed inflation. Brazil is still a country of desperate poverty and in its poor slums, untold violence. And Brazil's business climate is far from perfect. Economists say an overbearing state makes it a slog to start an enterprise. Roads and ports need vast improvements. Corruption is still a scourge. But perhaps for the first time, a child born in poverty in Brazil is not condemned to die poor. And despite the red tape, businessmen are bullish about this country, which has embraced globalization. Now Brazil's the world's eighth largest economy. That growth is trickling down, with 8.5 million jobs created since 2003 and 32 million people joining the middle class, according to Marcelo Neri. He's the chief economist at the Center for Social Policies at the Getulio Vargas Foundation, a think tank.
Brazil is really having a wonderful time now in terms of collecting, harvesting very good results. We used to say that Brazil is the country of the future, The future is now. It's going on. I mean, it's occurring now.
But it's not just the healthy economy that's helping Brazil's masses. It's programs like Bolsa Família, which provide food payments to millions. In exchange, recipients must make sure their kids are in school. There are also low-interest loans for new home buyers and for small businesses. One of Rio's most forbidding districts is Rocinha. It has a reputation as a tough favela or slum, but it's also filled with opportunities. The evidence, new businesses cropping up or old businesses doing better. Teresinha Lopes Veira da Silva sells spices and peppers from a street stand. But she's not just a street vendor. She has a successful business selling to upscale restaurants. She credits a robust business environment for her good fortune and also two government-backed loans. She says they helped her buy supplies in bulk, meeting the demands of her customers. Over the years, she saved up to buy two homes. She's not the only one making purchases, though. The Ponche Frio appliance store in downtown Rio is filled with shoppers, and the store is offering refrigerators, stoves, furniture, and washing machines at good prices. Shoppers here, as in practically all the major stores in Brazil, are offered credit at low interest. Dulcinea Ferreira bought her first computer 2 months ago. Now she's looking for a new fridge.
Brazil está melhor.
She says Brazil is much better now. She also says Brazilian friends who'd created new lives for themselves in New Jersey, Florida, and Italy are coming back. Ferreira recalls growing up poor and how she and her family toiled away to pay for her education. She's now a psychologist, and she says proudly that she's a member of Brazil's expanding middle class. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
Tomorrow, Juan reports on Brazil's emergence as a major oil state after it discovered vast deposits offshore.
We are today the fifth largest company worldwide in all sectors. Our market cap is $208 billion.
And that's the president of Brazil's big oil company, Petrobras. We'll hear more from him tomorrow.